You're listening to episode number 25 of the Fearless English Podcast. Welcome to the Fearless English Podcast, where it's all about helping you confidently communicate with anyone without compromising who you are. Let's get started, Fearless Learner. Hello, Fearless Learners. I hope you're doing well. Today, I'm going to talk to you about words and how you say them. So there's certain words, three of them to be exact, that I want to look at that I always hear being mispronounced. So I want to make sure that you don't make the same mistake. But before I get started, I want to update you. So I've got lots of things going at the moment. I am out there trying to get fitter. So I've joined a gym and I'm trying to walk more. But recently I actually hurt my leg, so I wasn't able to walk. But there's always a way around it. And I haven't been feeling as motivated, but I've been experimenting with myself, trying to think, how do I get myself motivated? How do I improve my discipline? Because I do think motivation is overrated and discipline is not talked about enough. So discipline is something that we all need to work on. When you least want to do something, that's when it matters. That's when you should get up and do it, because it builds your resilience and it builds your ability to get up and grow and do the thing that you're feeling uncomfortable to do, or you just don't feel like doing it in that moment in time. Right, so let's talk about the words I was talking about. So the first word, by the way, I hear these words being mispronounced everywhere. So everyone who's anyone mispronounces these words. So the first one, I actually hear teachers making this mistake, and it's pronunciation. So I hear it as pronunciation. So the same way you would say pronounce, people say the noun in the similar way. And that isn't exactly the right way to say it. So the way you would say is, remember there's a nun in the middle, right? So pronunciation. I'll say that again. Pronunciation. Pronunciation. So you want to put the nun instead of the noun. So if I say it as a verb, I would say pronounce, right? Pronounce. But as a noun, I would say as pronunciation, pronunciation. I hope that helps. Now let's talk about the next one, which I hear in coffee shops and when people order their coffee. I hear like this mistake over and over again. And I think it's because, so espresso actually originates from Italy, from a longer version. So it's cafe espresso, which basically means coffee that's pressed. So when you think of espresso, think something that's being pressed. So it literally means pressed. So when you're thinking about espresso, like take out the X and just remember it's pressed. So you put the S, then espressed. There's actually fireworks while I'm talking outside. So if you hear like, you know, sounds in the background, it is actually fireworks. I don't know why we have fireworks at the moment, but yeah, what date is it right now? Oh, the 5th. Okay, so today is the 5th of November while I'm recording this, and it's bonfire night. Didn't realize it's the 5th of November. So that's why we're having lots and lots of fireworks in the background. Going back to what I was saying, I just got distracted there. So espresso, you want to pronounce it without the X, right? So I hope that helps. And the last one I want to talk about is mischievous. And usually I hear this being pronounced as mischievous. So many people say it's mischievous just because of the way it's spelled. But it's actually mischievous. Mischievous. So the meaning behind mischievous would be somebody that's like super naughty or doesn't like to follow the rules. So you'd call a boy at school that's being super naughty, not following the rules, mischievous. So those are the three words. The first one being pronunciation.
The second word being espresso, espresso. And the last is mischievous. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast and I'll see you in the next one. Bye for now.
If you enjoyed today's lesson, then you'll love our speaking club, where we take what we learn in these lessons and put it into action. You'll get to meet other women and practice speaking English every week for an hour. All you have to do is go to www.blackboardenglish.com/cup. I'll say that again, www.blackboardenglish.com/cup. Let's work together to help you become a confident English speaker. See you in class.